Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studios from Sally Morrow Elementary, Principal Mr. Hardy. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Every single week, we are able to chat with somebody from the Carbon School District, whether it's a teacher. We even have students and administration come in every single week and kind of give us an update on what is going on at their school. So, Mr. Hardy, I know that you guys have some really great students over at Sally Morrow Elementary. And, you know, I always joked. I went to Sally Morrow when I was a kid, and I always said, I don't care where I live. When I have children, they will go to helper schools. It's just, I don't care where I live, I'm going to make it happen. Luckily enough, I did fall inside the area for Sally Morrow, but I tell people that all the time. Sally Morrow, helper middle school, they are fantastic. And it's not just the kids, but the teachers, the administration at those schools, they're fantastic.
Yeah, we have some great teachers and staff. Our aides, our teachers work really hard to help the kids, and the kids are working real hard, and they're great kids to be around.
They definitely are. Well, Mr. Hardy, tell me a little bit about what is going on over at Sally Morrow right now.
Right now, we've had a big push for reading with our students. We've been sending home book in the bags with the students, and we have been signing them up for a program called RAS Kids, where the kids can get online and read, have access to thousands of books on their level. We've leveled every kid to see where they're at, where they can read comfortably, but also comprehend what they're reading. And so we've been pushing that quite a bit. And in the 2 months we've been doing that, we've shown tremendous growth. These kids have grown a lot, and they're working hard, and they're really enjoying all the reading they're doing.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think it's a really fun way to kind of, when my son gets home from school, he knows the second he walks in the door, he just pulls out his book in a bag, he finishes it, he put it back in there, and he's done for the day. Now, I have been a huge advocate. I have loved the last couple of years, the whole no homework rule. All he has to do is come home and read. And I think that that has helped so much, because he knows that usually at that time, I'm starting to cook dinner. So he actually reads me his books. And I've learned a ton in the amount of time that he's been doing this. So it's a really great opportunity for us to just kind of sit down and have that little bit of family time. And then with the plus bonus of not having to sit down and do hours upon hours of homework, it just gives us that much more time to kind of spend with each other.
Right. Yeah. You know, 20 minutes a night reading is not too hard to do, but it's really fun to do it with your kids. I do it with my own, and it's good time with them, but it's great to participate in their learning too.
Yeah, it really is. Well, with that, you guys are also doing something for Autism Awareness Day. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, on April 2nd is Autism Awareness Day, and we'll be out of school for spring break, so before we go to spring break on the 27th, we are going to do some activities to talk about autism, but also talk about differences that students may have, and talk about why some students may be different, but it doesn't matter that they're different, that we're going to talk about acceptance. We're going to do some activities with the movie Wonder for the older grades, and we're going to do some other activities for the younger grades to talk about that and really look at differences in people and kids, and that we're all together, but we're going to help each other along the way.
Right. And I think it's so important to kind of instill this kind of mindset into younger generations. When they grow up knowing these things, it's not that big of a deal when they're older.
Right. Yeah. You know, we can try and help lay that foundation with the parents now and have some fun with it. We're going to have some real fun activities with Wonder, but also we have some great activities for the kindergarten and first graders too.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Mr. Hardy, I know that the PTA at the school and the administration, they always do a really great job of keeping parents informed of what is going on at the school, whether it's flyers being sent home or updating the Facebook page. So if you do have a child that attends Sally Morrow Elementary, a really great avenue to kind of stay updated is the Facebook page. I follow it and I look at it all the time.
Yeah, we try and keep that up to date as much as we can. It's the best way to communicate nowadays, you know, so we try and get everything on there that we can, and hope the parents are following so they can stay updated as well.
For sure. Well, is there anything else you wanted to mention today?
I just want to thank the kids for their hard work this year. We've shown tremendous growth from the start of the year to now, and the trajectory we're on, we're going to finish and have a great end of the year this year.
I know. It's crazy to say that we're almost done with school for this year.
Yeah, it's
crazy. It's coming up quick.
It's crazy to think we're already starting to plan end of the year testing.
Right, I know. It is. But, you know, then you look at the kids and they're like, "Yay! It's almost here." I know, I have to remind my child that you've got a long break coming up in like a week and a half. So you can make it. You can make it.
That's right.
Well, Mr. Hardy, as always, I appreciate you stopping by, filling us in on what is going on at Sally Morrow Elementary. And if you want to find more about this Castle Country Focus, head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.